From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The United States is trying to determine if an airstrike last week in Syria killed a top Islamic State leader, a defense spokesman saying a coalition airstrike Friday near al-Shaddadi targeted Tarkan Batirishvili, also known as Abu Omar al-Shishani or Omar the Chechen. He's described as the IS Minister of War. Terrorism analyst Max Abrams of Northeastern University questions the value of taking out so-called high-value targets as a way of defeating the IS group.
It's not even clear that removing the very, very top guys really has a meaningful effect in terms of reducing the ability of the group to mount operations or in terms of expediting the demise of the organization.
The U.S. had a $5 million reward on the IS leader's head. He was a Syrian-based Georgian national who held numerous top IS positions. The latest news follows reports last week of an airstrike near Aleppo that killed IS official Amir al-Absi, also known as Abu al-Athir. U.S. official told VOA they have not been able to confirm his death. Political talks between Syria and the opposition are set to formally resume Wednesday, although key players will likely be absent. A spokesperson for UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura said some participants won't arrive until March 13 or 14. Niger's opposition coalition announced Tuesday it's dropping out of this month's presidential election runoff, calling the entire system unfair. The Coalition for Political Change in Niger denounced the results of the first round, won by incumbent President Mahamadou Issoufou, as, quote, grotesque and cooked up. This is VOA News.